XFM. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So, hello there. Welcome. This is the XFM Breakfast Show podcast with the...
It's a brand new sound.
That's right, because...
A brand new sound.
It is a brand new sound, because with the studio we're doing it in, it is Choice FM studio. And I've just noticed that they've left their computer on with all of their stuff on it, so I'm just going to have... there's one that says intro, start de party.
Start de party.
That's what it says. That's how it's spelled.
Start de party.
So shall we start de
party?
Oh,
this is Daddy Ernie's folder. This has got to be good.
Let's start de party.
How do you stop the party?
It's gonna end.
I don't think you can, Dave. I don't think the party ever.
It's a very short party.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Shall we have some Daddy Ernie, blazing reggae flavour from around the globe? Let's have some blazing reggae flavour from around the globe.
Does he run a barbecue?
Yeah. Some of that sauce you got off Dragon's Den, isn't it? That's that one. That's good, isn't it?
Follow Daddy Ernie on Twitter. He's great.
Do you?
Very religious man.
I think I rather like what they've got on Choice. They've got better stuff than us, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
They've got better stuff. Look, this is something called Songs with Animals in 'em jingle.
Songs with Animals in 'em.
What? We should do a whole show based on what's on this.
This is amazing. Let's just nick their stuff.
Mate, you're a donut.
Thanks very much.
Wow.
This is great.
This is your wake up call. It's your choice for breakfast. Choice breakfast with Kojo and Jade.
Kojo and Jade.
Get your swagger.
Do you think on their podcast they're using all our stuff? That's what they are. Kojo and Jade. Oh, this is great stuff,
that
isn't
is
it?
Brilliant.
Can we nick that feature, Songs with Animals in them? I'm already thinking of it. You know, you've got The Cure, Love Cats.
Yeah, of course you have, yeah.
Dog Days Are Over, yeah. Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Anything by Foles, good.
Yeah, that's a band, but not a song name. You're already the feature.
You've
ruined the feature now.
I have ruined it, yeah.
Anyway, that was really very much the highlight of the week, what we've just done there. But if you want to hear the rest of the bits of last week's breakfast shows in podcast form, well, how handy, because here they come.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
XFM Breakfast then. Good morning, hello, I'm John Holmes. It's a time again. I don't know if you were listening yesterday. We were here, but XFM fell off air, didn't it, during breakfast yesterday, Matt? Just sort of fell off air at one point around 20 past six in the morning, and then there was a sort of terrible sort of droning sound, which the engineer Kevin told us was something to do with a link between a thing and the transmitter, and it had gone down, then the backup failed as well. It was fascinating insight into how engineering
works. To it, certainly, yeah.
So it was interesting. And then it did it again around 20 to 10, didn't it? Let's hope it doesn't happen again this morning, especially now, because I've got some interesting information about Jim Davidson. You know,
he's really?
Listen to this. Yeah, you know, he's had all those charges dropped. That's fine. But I know a thing about Jim Davidson, right? Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, right, because I used to work in the theatre, as I think I mentioned before, and once, right? Jim Davidson, and I'm sure this isn't right to do, but once Jim Davidson actually and then afterwards he just sat there as calm as you like and drank a cup of soup.
No way. Oh, to have seen the look on John Virgo's face.
I know, you would not believe that. And I've also got a thing, you know that rumour about Tom Cruise? Well, I know for a fact that and John Travolta as well, apparently. Who would have known? I know. Anyway, let's hope there aren't any technical issues today.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Dick Van Dyke is said to be unhurt after his car burst into flames on a motorway in LA. There are reports the 87-year-old actor was pulled from his Jaguar just before it was destroyed by the fire.
Really? What do you think he might have said?
I can't imagine.
Did the car have wings of any kind? Call blimey, Governor! Oh, blimey, Governor, my car's exploded in LA. Probably how he went, innit?
Yeah.
The officers
that Cockney accent's too good.
Go blimey, Governor. Chimney Roo, because exploded in LA.
Yeah. He's all right, though. He's fine. He's pulled out fine.
Well, that's why I'm so mocking him. If he was dead, I wouldn't have done that.
No, you wouldn't have.
God blimey, Gav, no, I'm dead. No, I'm not. I'm absolutely bloody fine.
I was just to clarify. Okay. He's okay.
He's okay. He's fine.
John's not being insensitive.
No, I'm not. He's fine. He's fine. His car's a write-off, but he's fine. Yeah. God blimey, he's fine.
Well, it's quite an unfortunate incident for him. I mean, he is 87, but it's still,
but he's fine.
But he's fine.
He's fine. Chimney Roo, he's fine, isn't he?
Yeah, but I bet his insurance has gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what? Where the chimneys are, Dave? Where the chimney room is?
Where the air is clear.
Up there. Where the air is clear. The insurance has gone up there, is he? I've picked up some Randy Parsons.
You have?
I'm Andy Parsons.
XFM.
Kick-Ass 2 is on release. I believe that's the official phrase of the film industry. And a couple of weeks ago, Jim Carrey, who's in Kick-Ass 2, has said he was not going to promote the film. We don't have him as a guest, because he's not going to promote Kick-Ass 2, because he said the level of violence was too much. Did you see that, Matt?
Yeah. He didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
No, and he obviously didn't watch the first one, with the 11-year-old girl saying a rude word and that sort of thing. So he's not done any promotion at all for the film, and sort of disowned it a little bit, and the rest of the cast can't understand why he's done that, but he just says it's too violent and too sweary. But, you know, perhaps he's right. I don't know, maybe films have gone too much like that, Matt, maybe. You know, maybe it's time to re-evaluate. You know, the world is it's a violent place, isn't it? So maybe films shouldn't reflect that, maybe films should be more pleasant, maybe it would make us love one another, Matt, more if they were nicer, wouldn't it?
The possibly.
So I thought we'd turn that into today's texting, Matt. Nicer films.
Nicer films.
Nicer films. Yeah. And I'll give you an example. You can 83936, of course, on the text. Hashtag nice films. Let me give you an example. There won't be blood.
There won't be blood.
It's so nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
An American warehouse in London.
Shallow gravy.
Yes.
Shallow gravy.
It's nice, isn't it? I spit in your gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as bad as spitting on a grave. I sit on your grave.
Seven Samaritans instead of samurai.
Samurai, yeah. That's lovely, that is. Merlot on the Orient Express. nice glass of Merlot on the Orient Express. Much nicer, isn't it?
See what I mean? It's nice, isn't it?
The Good Father.
Lovely. Yeah. The Good Father, very simple.
Natural born fans of the Killers.
Very lovely. Perfectly blue. The Borrowing of Pelham 123.
Yes. Much nicer.
Yeah.
Much nicer.
Return it late, borrow it, return it back, return it late, obviously finish with it. Yeah. So these are all The Man with the Golden Retriever.
American Physio.
See? Alien Kisses Predator. Kramer.
Nice. That's it. Simple. Why can't we all just get on?
Yeah, everyone just get on. It's be nice. David, you've probably got one, Dave, haven't you?
I don't care what you did last summer.
See? Lovely. It's nice, isn't it? Ah, Thursday the 12th. It's more pleasant. So that's what we want for you this morning, please. 83936. We're going to make existing films, nicer.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Headline hijack then, but the good news before we get round to it is that we have, I've got a little bit of that Tears for Fears track that we mentioned. So tell us again.
Right.
Tears for Fears. Sowing the seeds of love, hitmakers, Tears for Fears.
Not only have they gone dubstep, but they've also covered Arcade Fire. A double whammy this morning.
Good crikey me. Well, we've got it. This is Tears for Fears covering Arcade Fire in a dubstep styling. It's fine. This is all right, isn't it?
Wait till the whoop whoop comes in.
I quite like this bit.
It's building. Yeah. If I was
yours. It's going to go epic and orchestral, isn't it? I like this.
Yeah.
Like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Full stop.
Yeah.
No, I hate this.
Except
bit.
When you imagine they're probably like in their 50s
there. Two old men doing that on the stage.
Yeah, that's not
nice. I once saw one of Tears for Fears, and I think it was Roland, is that one of Tears for Fears?
I haven't got it.
In my head it is. I might be wrong. But I saw him walking down the high street in Great Yarmouth.
Wow.
Spotted.
Save it for the chaff.
Possibly wow. Roland, if that's his name, at Tears for Fears. Walking down the high street in Great Yarmouth.
No wonder you remember that man.
I know. Hey? Yeah, it was years ago. I was like a child.
Roland.
Ah, come on.
Or Kurt.
That was the other one. Roland Orzabal, is that right?
If there's any kids...
absolutely right, John. Oh, great Tears for Fears knowledge.
Thank you.
If there's any kids listening, they're basically like Hertz.
Yeah, they
in
are.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
They are the same.
What, the car rental firm?
All right,
I don't know what Hertz is. For any old people listening, Hertz are basically like Tears for Fears. But now...
XFM.
A lot of weird associations coming in this morning. I'm very pleased to say that you're as freak in the head as we are. I'm very, very... this is... I thank Victoria and I thank Kate for... giving name to the days of the week colour thing that I mentioned. So I in my head, when you say a day of the week, I automatically, and I've always done this since I was a child, associate it with a colour. I know it's a condition, and they have given name to it. It's called synesthesia, which is a neurological condition in which stimulation of one sensory or cognitive pathway leads to automatic involuntary experiences in a second sensory or cognitive pathway. And it's when you associate colour. It can be colours, it can be tastes as well. Did you know that some people can taste words, Matt? So if you say word, they get a taste in their mouth. It's part of synesthesia, it's what the brain does. So if I said to you the words Cheryl Cole, what would you taste, for instance?
A Chupa Chups lollipop.
Yeah, weirdly, interesting, yeah.
Beth also says, Friday is blue for me, Tuesday yellow. Also, Robert Mugabe equals Eleanor Rigby.
Good, you see, that's exactly right. Robert Mugabe, Eleanor Rigby.
Robert Mugabe.
You see, it works. Yeah, a lot of these coming in. Monica in London, when she walks through Victoria Underground in the morning rush hour, she always sings, Panic in the Streets of London. She always does that. She associates it all the time. It's weird associations this morning. Whenever I see Aloe Vera in a product, I say quietly to myself, Aloe Vera. that's from Ed in St Albans. I've done that as well. Aloe Vera.
On a oak, on a rope, says Rich.
On a rope.
From the tube station.
No, I can see that. Yeah.
On a rope,
yeah.
On a rope.
Yeah, good. I think this one's a little bit... Simon says that whenever he hears Abu Qatada, rather than go Ava Banana like I do, he thinks Abu Qatada Hakuna Matata. Abu Qatada, it means radical Muslim cleric for the rest of your days, that sort of thing. And I mentioned as well mine, of course, whenever I hear the phrase creme caramel, this happens. Say creme caramel, Matt.
Creme caramel.
It happens. Every single time that happens.
It's going to happen to all of us now as well.
Yeah, creme caramel, put up a parking lot. This is a little bit harsh as well, I think. Whenever I think of or hear the John Holmes Breakfast Show, I think of prolapse.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Ah. And now... So this is love. Or so you tell me. Once again, we invite you to identify the location of Wonder Stuff's man, Wonder Stuff's legend, Miles Hunt, out of Off of the Wonder Stuff. From a poor series of clues, if you can. Today, you get two tickets to see Franz Ferdinand live at Electric Brixton tonight. But we don't know where Miles is. We don't know. All we know is that he's... as serenaded by Winger. Lead singer and bass player Kip Winger. Miles away, nothing left to what we had. Just when I needed you most, you were miles away. So it's time to go on a Miles Hunt for Miles Hunt. Milo, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. And are you well? We've had a couple of weeks off, of course, I know. And I know you're a very busy man. What have you been up to? What have you been...
Been doing festivals with the band.
Excellent stuff.
Yes, we just did Beautiful Days down in Devon.
Very nice.
The festival started and organised by the Levellers.
Yes.
And Willem, I know you're a fan. Spent time on there roading for them, didn't you?
I did roadie for the Levellers, Milo. I well remembered, absolutely right. And I am a big Levellers fan, that's absolutely
there
true.
You
but
go.
they did smell, I'm going to be honest with you.
which I completely disagree with, but
I'm not
going to that argument again. then the week before that, we were at quite a different gathering. We were at the Isle of Wight for Cows Week.
Cows smell?
Yeah, different kind of cows, the name of the little town on the Isle of Wight. Yeah. But of course, you know, you can get in there the size of a cow.
Yeah, I hope you did that.
No, of course I did.
And I bet you the crowd went wild for it as well, didn't they?
Yeah, ecstatic.
Well, as ever, it is a pleasure to talk to you. As you know, very simple again, we need your location this morning from the Poor Series of Clues. And this morning we are after the name of the land that you are in, the name of the land that you are in, specifically. So when you're ready, let's find out where you are. Miles Hunt.
All right, here we go. I am Miles Hunt, out of and off of the Wonder Stuff. This morning, John, you'll find me in a mythical world ruled by a childlike empress who lives in an ivory tower. There are many magical creatures here, including rock biters. Oh, that sounds uncomfortable. racing snails and a lucky dragon named Falcor.
I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
I don't know how you did that voice, Milo, but that was amazing.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent, yeah. The thing is, John, this world is being destroyed by a mysterious force called the Nothing.
Hey, was this your sound effect of nothing?
Yeah. Did you want something more than that?
Well, you could have played a bit One Direction or something, couldn't you? the same thing as nothing.
Yeah. No, I just thought you wanted actually nothing.
Actually nothing.
I thought that'd be, you know, add more gravity.
I quite like the sound of it.
Actually.
I quite like the sound of nothing.
Do you want me to come back in on this?
I don't know.
We're liking nothing now.
A little bit more nothing.
I think the listeners are probably thinking this is better than the Breakfast Show.
Yeah. Just we can have a little bit more nothing, but not more than 7 seconds, because then the emergency CD will happen. So yeah. Let's make sure we don't go past
this.
That.
I'd like now to play a game of emergency CD roulette.
Oh, good idea.
Are we ready?
I'm just going to keep talking.
No, Dad,
I'm
not going to let you. Let's leave it to six. Here we go.
Probably going to get you all fired if you realise that. Anyway, but despite this nothing, the only person who can do anything about it is a young warrior from the Plains people called Atreyu. There he goes, on his beloved horse, Artax. Oh, hang on. I think Artax has just died. for some reason, John.
Yes.
I can hear Limahl from the classic 1980s pop group Kaja Goo Goo.
Look at what you see. Well, that's just beautiful, Miles.
It really was, isn't it?
Yeah.
He laid that on for a bit, actually. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's got a hot beat. Anyway, but the question, as ever, John, is where am I?
XFM. Earlier on, Miles Hunt out of Off of the Wonder Stuff was in a mystery location, as ever. And we invited you to identify that location from his Paul series of clues. For tickets to see Franz Ferdinand live tonight at Electric Brixton on the telephone. Picked entirely at random for all of the correct answers. I think we have Rhys, who is in a van. Hello, Rhys.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad in yourself, thanks.
Yeah, very well, thank you very much, Rhys. What sort of van are you in, Rhys? Do you just live in it, or do you, like, drive around in it? What do you do?
I drive around in it, just go from client to client,
yep.
Doing maintenance on audio and visual equipment.
Oh, we could probably do with you here. All ours is cheap rubbish, if I'm honest. Perhaps you could come and amend some of that for us, if you have a spare moment. Rhys, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
And the question, though, was... Where was Miles this morning? Where was Miles this morning?
He was in the mythical world of Fantasia.
He was in Mythical World of Fantasia. Let's find out if that is the right answer.
This week, John, I was in the Mythical World of Fantasia from the film The Neverending Story.
Congratulations!
Yay.
Well done, Rhys.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. You will be going to see Franz Ferdinand tonight at Electric Brixton. It's a short hop from Russell Square. If you could pop by on your way and fix Matt for us, that would be very, very, very much appreciated.
Will do. I'll be there in about 5.
Not at all. It's a maintenance worker. That means he'll be here in about 3 days. Despite promising. There will be another Miles Away next week. On XFM Breakfast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Time now to round up the week's lazy PR. As you can imagine, we get sent many, 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 many guest and marketing opportunities from PR companies who are paid top dollar to promote their clients' wares. And they do that by carpet bombing media outlets with press releases about various celebrities that have been paid to pretend that they like a product in order to promote it. That's how that works. The PR companies, in turn, force this guff onto various media outlets. And we get sent loads of it, but what is interesting about it, we find, is that it's clearly sent to us by PR companies who've never, ever listened to this programme because it just doesn't fit for us at all. It's no, they've wasted their time and our time and everyone's time. They don't listen to XFM, it seems. So we rounded up on a Friday what we've been sent this week in lazy PR. Matt, what were you sent this week?
Subject title, new breed of super fan.
Nice.
Twitter fans head in one direction. Oh, already. I'm not loving it.
Not really, no. It's not really XFM, is it?
Would have normally hit delete. Instead, I'm dragging it into my separate folder.
Good.
In my cabinet.
Yep.
Labelled Lazy PR.
Yeah.
On the launch week of One Direction's new One Direction This Is Us film.
Is it in 1D? Is that
what is I it read? In 1D? Yeah, that's what it calls 1D. Oh, this right. Is Us. Showbiz commentator Dan Wooten,
right,
is sharing his expert insight into how Twitter assists modern-day bands exponentially grow their global fan base with the use of funky hashtags and quirky updates.
Isn't he the lead singer of One Direction? Funky hashtag.
He should be.
I think he might be a rapper.
Dan Wooten, of course. We all know Dan Wooten as the showbiz reporter on ITV's Lorraine and the editor of Now magazine.
Oh, it really
so perfect for right. XFM. Perfect for us to get
on. That's exactly what we can.
And have a chat about bands. Boy bands using Twitter. Right. It sounds fascinating.
Have they suggested any questions? Because they often do, don't they?
Well, I would struggle to think what to ask Dan Wooten.
Yeah.
When, I'd sort of panic if it's turned up in the studio.
Yeah, why? Well, no. Why are you alive? Would be my first
yeah.
one. But no, they do, don't they? These we often get. Not only do they patronise you with this, they patronise you by having a thing at the bottom of these emails that goes, suggested questions.
Suggested questions.
Dan, what are some of the suggested questions they've suggested?
Why does the relationship between pop bands and Twitter work so well? How do One Direction use Twitter to grow their global fan base, Dan? Where can I find out more about Twitter, Dan? On Twitter.
Shut up! What sort of question is that?
I bet you'll hear Lorraine asking him that this week.
Oh, you've been tuning to Lorraine. She'll be going, hey, Dan, where can I find out more about Twitter?
Hey, Dan, I love your funky hashtags.
I've got one here.
Nauseous.
This came in. Now, this is a great subject line. You know, the subject line of the email.
Yeah.
This came in. And it caught my eye straight away for XFM, as it would yours.
Yeah.
Environmental initiative bears fruit, brackets, or even honey, close brackets, for Lost Gardens of Heligan.
What?
The Lost Gardens of Heligan are seeing an increased number of bees and butterflies as a result of its new wildflower meadows planted earlier this year. The Heligan Estate is the perfect place to show off the beauty of native wildflowers as well as providing a very valuable nectar source for our pollinating insects, commented Jim Briggs, Heligan Estate Manager. To have a natter with Jim, please do get in touch.
What the hell are the Lost Gardens of Heligan?
I don't know. But it's Indiana Jones and the Lost Gardens of Heligan. Would be a
news.
Good next film, wouldn't it? Indiana Jones just sort of looking at butterflies.
Yeah.
Bees.
It's definitely worth a 5-minute segment of the show.
We should definitely have a natter with Jim, shouldn't we? Oh, just check, no time. What a shame.
What else have you got there?
Embrace the 23rd of August. Hi there, Dave.
That's today, man.
Yeah, that's today.
Wow.
Have you had a good week at work? Whatever. Here's a great story for your show.
Oh, great.
Want to get a bit closer to your boss? Fancy showing your affection with something more than just a formal handshake? Well, today is the day as we all spread out our arms and embrace National Hug Your Boss Day. Oh! Jane Humphries is head of Hugs for Britain. I mean, what an organisation.
I'm not going to hug our boss, he stinks.
And yeah, basically, she's saying that we should all work. She's been working incredibly hard.
Oh.
And you should take a moment out to appreciate your wonderful colleagues, especially your bosses.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. What time does Chris get in? He's our boss, isn't he?
Chris is in about 9:30, I think.
I might go and hug him. Okay.
Yeah, you should.
I might go and
That'd
hug him.
Freak him out, wouldn't it?
I might just go, because he won't be listening to you. I just might just go and hug him.
But yeah, you should do.
I should get a microphone, if we can do that.
Oh, we'll definitely do that, yeah.
And just, he won't know. I'll record it on my phone or something, take your phone. Or we can get a mic and we'll just go and do it. And just go up and hug him. And I'll go upstairs and we'll just play it out live.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was lovely lazy PR, wasn't it?
Yeah, so a few others that we didn't have time for. A couple of National Shorts Day, TV and celebrity stylist Hayley Sparks. Is your partner looking for more than food during their weekly shop? It's another one.
This, I think, is subject email header of the week.
This is the
I think
best
we should
one,
have
yeah,
subject
yeah.
email header of the week. Here it comes. You ready? Faye Ripley teams up with Heinz to promote their new fiery chili tomato ketchup.
Oh.
Well done, Faye.
XFM.
18 minutes past 7, and this morning, following Jim Carrey's non-promotion of the new Kick-Ass film, Kick-Ass 2, because he said it's too violent, we thought we'd sort of be on his side, really, and make the world a nicer place by making existing films nicer. 83956 for your suggestions. Reservoir Hugs, I rather like. Let's come in.
Polite Club, Callum Carpenter.
Oh, lovely, that's
nice.
Django's Unchained Melody from Adiator on Twitter, hashtag nice films. Hairy Movie. you'd like that, Matt, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, yeah. As long as they shave their armpits
of course.
That would otherwise be offensive.
Yeah.
Perfectly Normal Activity is coming in for a lot of people.
Kiss Bill.
Deborah.
Kiss Bill. And Paulie Robertson and others.
Debbie Does Dinner.
Oh.
Samantha.
Milkshakes on a Plane. Seesaw. Say a lot of people.
A lot of people say Seesaw. Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Mascara.
Nice.
Nice.
Much nicer that, isn't it? Nice.
Drag Me to Hull.
No, that's still
not
horrible.
That's horrible.
That's still horrible.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Many breakfast broadcast outlets, as I'm sure you're aware, will occasionally encourage you to take time out of your day. Take a little bit of time off this very busy rat race that we strive to struggle through each day of our lives. And many of them do that by inviting religious people, spiritual people into the studio to share with us often an anecdote from their lives that they somehow then crowbar a religious metaphor or message into or on the end of, don't they? And you often hear that, these thought for the days, these pause for thought for the days. And that's all very well, and we say that's very, very fine, and we condone that. We think it's important to just take a moment and get in touch with your spiritual side. But it seems to me that most of the other outlets that do it sort of cater for one market, really, and that market is for sort of Christians or Muslims, obviously, the Jewish community, and that's all very well. But nobody spares a thought for the other beliefs, such as Satanism, do they? No one spends any time thinking about the Satanists. But we do here on XFM. And weekly, we invite the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon, Vexen Le Crowley. High Priest Vexen Le Crowley joins us once again now for one of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good morning. Recently, I've been reading a lot about the seven deadly sins. Now, I know many people will suspect someone who regularly praises the most toxic of spirits, the High Lord Beelzebub, would have little to learn on the subject, but, well, even I find myself returning to the straight and narrow and need reminders of how to annihilate anything that's good in the world. I'm up to the section on gluttony, perhaps the most overlooked of the sins, and was interested to learn that Aquinas listed six ways to commit gluttony. Eating too soon, too expensively, too much, too eagerly, too daintily, and too wildly. Aquinas has clearly spent a lot of time at a certain fried chicken restaurant that I won't name. Just my little joke there. And then I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? Because we all think that to obliterate kindness, there are set procedures which those who worship the putrid dirt catcher are familiar with. But there are actually a myriad of truly appalling ways we can display our following of the farmer of smut and depravity in all our lives. And that is why I walked to the fridge, took out all the food, and then, rather than indulge in a gluttonous orgy, I unplugged the fridge and pushed it through my neighbour's window. And then, on gaining entry, I put cling film on their toilet seat and put both their toothbrushes up my bottom. I then ate all the food in their fridge, for one must never lose sight of the original goal. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen McCrowley of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, and his thought for the day for Satanists.
XFM.
And now cutting in. I'm just cutting a line of chaff and sprinkling it Scarface-like all over us, with his face in the pile of it on his desk. Say hello to my little friend, Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Hello there, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be back.
Good to have you back.
It's lovely to be here. And do you know what I've missed?
Yeah.
Nothing. News-wise, it seems, because I've just glanced through some of your chaff news and nothing. The same old crap same, has just happened. It's just, it's not new. For, again, for those tuning in for the first time, this is where we take the, we sort the news wheat from the news chaff. We call it the chaff news. It's the showbiz tossip. It's the stuff in your newspaper that masquerades as news, but it's not news. It's just words sicked up onto the page by lazy journalists who think that celebrities are newsworthy, when of course they are not. And we have to go over to Capital and Heart and so on to get this stuff, because they love it. It's like catnip to Dave Berry there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Chases it around the room, doesn't he, and licks it.
Yeah, can't get enough of it.
Loves it. And we get it out of the way and we send Matt in, all suited up in those suits that you saw those men wear at the end of E.T.,
yeah,
to protect him from it. But you deliver it to us and we get it out of the way here. What's in the showbiz tossing?
Greg Wallace. They're all talking about Greg Wallace over there, the Master Chef judge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Yes, I do. Right. Has he fallen off a wall?
No, he hasn't, but he has punched a man to the floor.
God.
He punched him in the face.
Yes, he has.
At a restaurant because he accused him of touching his girlfriend's bottom.
Really?
Craig is 48, his girlfriend is 27.
Nice.
The former greengrocer and restaurateur, known for using the phrase, cooking doesn't get tougher than this. That's his catchphrase.
What? Is that what he shouted at the man as he punched him? probably allegedly, I don't
know. Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
In the face. He was just shouting, cooking doesn't get tougher than this! With every blow. Is that what he was shouting? And then,
much,
did he end it with a pie in the face? Because that would be
oh, that would be
do,
nice,
wouldn't it? If you're a chef, that's what you want to end a fight, isn't it?
Well, I think so, probably, yeah.
But a piping hot pie, probably.
So there were pictures of them brawling in all the tabloids.
Oh, it's not alleged then.
After a 5-hour evening of food and wine at a posh hotel.
Wasn't it, I did see this, wasn't it a ticket, the whole thing was dinner with Greg Wallace, that was the point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a charity event where it was dinner with Greg Wallace.
No,
and then you kind of threw in the fight at the end as an extra prize, I think.
That's
there.
Truly amazing. There's this thing happening in Leicester Square, isn't there? One Direction, This Is Us, the world premiere.
XFM is based in film. Leicester Square, and out of the window right now, I can tell you, that tiny children are gathering, and what's funny, just looking at it, I'm looking at it right now, And they've cordoned off a lot of Leicester Square, and you're right, it's the premiere this evening, of course, of their film, whatever that is.
Morgan Spurlock's directed this film, which I'm very disappointed in him about.
It's a bit
odd. It was better than that.
Well, look, if you think about it, Morgan Spurlock came to prominence when he did that film about McDonald's and fast food, and the sort of reconstituted meat products, didn't he, junk.
And
somehow that seems appropriate now.
Actually, maybe it does sort of work.
You know, he made his name with you know, masses of just put together manufactured junk
and selling it to kids.
And now he's directing a film about One Direction.
It's perfect.
He's absolutely spot on, man.
Yeah, very good point.
But they do seem to be kettling the children.
They are kettling them.
Dave's looking out there. Now, Dave, are they what's the sort of scene on the ground there in Leicester Square, as you can see out of the window there for
you? It's very busy for 6:26 in the morning, and they are being kettled. They've just been held in the corner.
Yeah.
But they look excited.
Perhaps they're being held under the Terrorism Act today, because they're maybe the children of Guardian journalists. Maybe that's it. They're having their mobile phones taken off and examined.
Question for hours on it.
They'll be there for 9 hours. They will be there for longer than 9 hours.
They will.
What time is this premiere?
Well, it's not until this evening, is it? Some of them have been there since yesterday lunchtime, apparently.
So they're being held longer than David Miranda at Heathrow Airport.
Yeah, there they are.
In worse conditions.
Yeah. That's outrageous.
Shocking.
Someone get Amnesty International on the line.
Quickly. And then at the end of it, they're going to be tortured with a boy band film.
They seem quite happy to be there. Do you want to hear one of the girls who's out there? This is 16-year-old Grace.
Go on, then.
Oh, hang on.
We want to meet the boys on the red carpet. We've liked One Direction since the X Factor, and we just felt like we wanted to see them and see how far they've come.
I don't want to see that.
No wonder they're being kept in a safe place.
I'm not Caroline Flack. What else have you got, Matt?
Just a quick thing to say. Cheryl Cole. She's glad that her 20s are behind her.
Is she?
The brunette beauty admits her 20s were amazing.
Well, all of them?
All of her 20s.
Well, even that bit when, let's think about what's amazing. So she says all of her 20s was amazing. So she's also counting that bit then, when, I don't know whether you know this about her, Matt, but she once, Cheryl Cole, punched deliberately a toilet attendant in a nightclub in Guildford.
Yeah.
Full in the face, Matt, in an argument about lollipops.
Was she in her 20s then? It seems quite a while ago, because everyone's forgotten about it.
Everyone's forgotten about it, haven't they? But I'm pretty sure, she was in her 20s, yeah.
Yeah, she was 20 at the time.
There you go. She describes that now as amazing.
Amazing,
just not regretting it. But the judge said she showed no remorse. Do you remember in the court case? She showed no remorse, and he called her a violent thug, Matt.
It wasn't amazing for Mrs. Amog Bopak,
who was
working in the nightclub giving out lollipops.
And the last thing she was expecting was to be punched in the face by Cheryl Cole from Girls Aloud.
Exactly.
But that's what happened to her, isn't it?
Shouting things we can't say on the radio.
Shouting very bad things that we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
And she said in a nightclub toilet, though, didn't she, Matt?
Yeah, she did. It was, in court, it came out,
She said, they were amazing, my 20s, don't get me wrong. I'm reading the quote now. I've crammed so much in.
Whoa. Yeah. Really, yeah.
Yeah. And she says, I've not got to worry about it. It's all character building and makes you the woman you are. Trouble is, Cheryl, the woman you are is a violent thug, isn't it? And that's according to a judge. Not my words, the words of a judge, Cheryl. Let's not forget that you punched a toilet attendant in the face. That's all your showbiz toss-up for you then this morning. 29 minutes past six. Here's The Cure now, Boys Don't Cry. Toilet attendants do.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
That's Jake Bug on XFM. Just a quick look in the papers this morning then. Greg Wallace has history of violence. Report the papers. The MasterChef chef, who was allegedly involved in a fist brawl at the weekend, has a history of violence, according to reports this morning then. I once saw him quite deliberately and without remorse beat an egg, an unnamed kitchen sauce thought to be Tabasco. Told the Telegraph this morning, the egg was just sitting there when Wallace came along and cracked it and then viciously beat it until it was white. Another source, possibly tomato or hollandaise, said it once saw Greg Wallace whip some cream in an entirely unprovoked attack. I also witnessed TV MasterChef Greg Wallace hit a steak with a tenderizer quite forcefully after he thought it had said something about his girlfriend, said the source this morning, possibly soy. And there are reports that Wallace once violently pushed his hand up a dead goose's bum and deliberately and quite forcefully pulled out its giblets.
XFM.
Joe Good is on from 1 o'clock this afternoon, as ever. And tonight, she's been a bit indiscreet about recent events, actually, if I'm honest. Jo Good from One will be sort of dating, and I think she's a bit indiscreet about it.
So I'm Jo Good. Last night, I had a dinner date with John Holmes. It was weird, wonderful, and slightly scary. I didn't know what to do when I saw John Holmes naked on the table. I mean, you know, hello, boys. By the way, for what it's worth, as good as anything I've ever done. High praise indeed.
Wow.
He did most of the work like a mechanical ball. Oh, like I think he's by a curious... How could his life be any better?
Wow! Vicky Joe, you said we had to keep that between ourselves!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Oh, well, wasn't that good? I mean, that was a good. Pretty good podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, was that in the mix or what?
Hey, yo, what's up? Safari Squad now in the mix.
In the mix or what?
Yeah.
In the mix or
yeah.
what?
Now yeah. we're in the mix.
Now we're in the mix. I'd rather think we're locked in.
Locked in. The firing squad on choice.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what I like to think this breakfast show is?
What's
this
that, John? What's that,
I like
John?
To think it's your choice for funky.
Your choice for funky.
This is London's choice.
This is great. They've left their page open.
Oh, this is so good.
You know what it also is your choice for, Dave? You know what it's also your choice for? Bashment.
Your choice for bashment.
This is London's choice.
Bashment. What's bashment
like,
mean?
I think it's a type of like reggae or ragga music.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bashment? We need to play more bashment, Dave.
It is your choice.
I want to be London's number one hit bashment station. It's also your choice for grime.
Your choice for grime.
This is London's choice.
I think you'll find silly. It bang is your choice for grime.
Your choice for grime.
Sill it bang. This is great, isn't it?
Carry on, do more.
You're just enjoying this too much. Oh, what about a fire squad popping?
The firing squad on choice.
It's on a popping. Choice.
It's popping. Good. Anyway, are we recording this?
Yes, this is on.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, that was the least worst bits of the breakfast shows. We'll be back 6 till 10, Mondays to Fridays, except, of course, for next week when we're not here on the Monday. Oh, dear.
Mate, you're a donut.
I just forgot.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
Smike. Do you want Smike's Twitter handle?
Do I ever?
At Bearded Saffer.
Of course.
Oh no, actually Smike's not the one I wanted to read out. So unlucky Smike.
Oh, Smike at home there. Going, yes, I told you they'd read mine out. You said it was too boring and you were wrong. Here we go. Smike's in the Oh no.
Oh, at Tearful Saffer.
Deleting his Twitter account as we speak. What is the point?